We are looking for TV shows which were so cheesy they were actually good. You just had to watch them. Here's one of the suggestions. Can you remember this TV show? Big in the 80s. Yes, if you could find them, they'd do an important work for you. They never left a phone number, so how was anybody supposed to find them, for goodness sake? Yes, they were the A-Team. Thanks to Nick Clark for suggesting the A-Team. I said they never actually shot anybody and the walls on the sets used to shake. That's absolutely true. And you're right, there'd be all those bullets flying all over the place, but nobody got shot. Obviously, they were all just bad marksmen. Nick also says, like Knight Rider, Street Hawk and Airwolf, they were all a vital part of youth in the 1980s. You're absolutely right. And Nick says, as a film director, I would love to do a modern equivalent. I'm with you on that, a modern equivalent of the A-Team. And of course they got, what's his name, George Peppard, Hollywood A-lister, to star in it. How did they pull that off, for goodness sake? I mean, he was a Hollywood A-lister. He'd been in all those massive, great movies. Peter Holloway says, TV shows that were so cheesy they were good. What about Cell Block H? Now, this, if you've never watched it, was an Australian TV show which was set in a prison. And if you can get hold of some episodes on YouTube, you'll see people like, and I don't know his real name, but the guy who played Harold Bishop in Neighbours, because everybody needs just a friendly wave each morning. When he looked as if he was still at school and in short trousers. And I think the character who played Paul Robinson, was that Stephen Dennis? He's also in Prisoner in Cell Block H. This was another one of those TV shows where the walls used to move. I mean, it was meant to be a prison, but I'm going to be honest with you. It would be easy to break out with a pair of scissors because the walls were just made of canvas. They were just a cloth. I don't know why anybody didn't think of that, really. Hey, let's get a pair of scissors. Maybe that's why they don't give them scissors in prison. So thank you, Peter, for that one. Prisoner in Cell Block H. What was also amusing about that one is that you had all these different ITV companies. And I had a friend in Oxford. So they were showing, I think they were about a year behind the ones here in the Bournemouth region. Was that TVS, perhaps? So you could actually kind of see these characters at different ages, because it seemed all around the country it was showing at different timescales. One county would be showing Prisoner in Cell Block H 3 years before another one was showing it. So that's the kind of standard we're looking for. So far, thank you, Nick. You're the star of our show for the A-Team. And thank you, Peter, for Prisoner in Cell Block H. What about that more up-to-date Not Going Out?